Today's shiur of Mishnah Berurah Yomi is Siman Taf Kuf Tes, and we are up to Sif Beis. Shpud Shirotzim L'Spos Bo V'Haya Aruch Yoser Midai Aser L'Chasa V'Lo L'Sarfa. If you have a spit that a person wants to go ahead and roast with it, and it was too long, Aser L'Chasa V'Lo L'Sarfa is Aser to go ahead and cut it down to size or to burn it down to size. Look at the Mishnah Berurah Sif Katan Tes. Because by doing this, you actually make it into a kli. There is a very important sharat zion here. He says as follows: Siv katan yud alef. Yalkein af im lo hayalo shehus l'sak no merav yomtov. Also, therefore, he says even if he did not have any time to go ahead and, misakein it on erev yomtov, it is going to be aser. V'chein kasav elio rabba v'hagra. So it comes out that the elio and the rabba and the gra basically are of the opinion that this is the equivalent of a tikkun kli gamor, like the making of a kli, which has no heter of makshir yochel nefesh, even if it was yivshar la'asoso mi behod yom, even if he could not have dealt with it before yom tov. However, he goes on, hinei ha-magen Avram kasav, the davka b'she'efshar l'sakno me'erev yom tov. However, the magen Avram comes and points out that this is specifically when he could have taken care of it on erev yom tov, and the chavanaso l'das harama, la'el b'matir b'nishba, v'hacha lo higia klum. And his kavana, he wants to say here in the Shulchan Aruch, is that this is like the Rama that we saw yesterday, namely that this is not an example of a tikkun kli gamor, it's just a tikkun kli, and therefore if it's a tikkun kli, then he assumes Shulchan Aruch here going like the Rama, that if it was Efshar lasoso mibo'od yom, then you would be able to go ahead and do it on Yom Tov. It's just that this is Efshar lasoso mibo'od yom. Let's move weiter in the Shulchan Aruch. Ein mashchizin es hasakin v'mashchizin shalah. A person cannot go ahead and sharpen a knife with its own sharpener. Avam chadba al gabei ha'etz, but he can go ahead and he can make it sharp al gabe ha'etz using a piece of wood, ocheres, or some earthenware, o eben, or a stone. Look at the Mishnah Berurah, Sifkat and Yud, Meshchazet Shalad, the Hagnishal Eben, meaning a stone sharpener. And even if it got nicked, even if the knife got nicked on Yom Tov, the Havi Bichlal Tikkun Kli, because that is a Tikkun of the Kli. And once again, this tikkun with the mashchezes seems to be a tikkun kli gamor, and therefore it would be aser. And this is true even though it happened on Yom Tov, because since it would be a tikkun kli gamor, even though it was ef shalas oso bel yom, it's still going to be aser to go ahead and do. Prima Gundam writes that this is an issur d'rabbanan in this case, because in principle it's machshirei ochal nefesh, just to the evidence of you, when it's a tikkun gamor, it's going to be aser midrabanan. Again, we explained this shtickel, that the idea would be that it's going to be viewed as a, when it's a tikkun gamor, it's going to be viewed as like a malacha liyamim rabim, which, again, most Rishonim hold, that's only an aser midrabanan. We'll move on, but the bottom line is it would be aser. It would be aser because it's a tikkun gamor, which everyone holds, if it's even if it's EF Shar Lasosim Abod Yom, it's going to be usher to go ahead and do such a malach. Sif Katan Yud Aleph, Agabia 8, Otolomar, this means to say that if you want to sharpen it on wood, Afilu Al Mashcheze Shalait, even with a wood sharpener, the Bezel Lo Yeh Tikkun Gomor. That would not be a Tikkun Gomor, V'hu Adin Sheyachol La'asiya Agabia Sakin Acher, Kedei L'chada. And he said you also would be able to go ahead and rub it up against another knife in order to sharpen it as well. Sif Katan Yud Beis, O Evan, he says that not only could you use a wood and a earthenware sharpener, you also use a stone, O Evan. Now the problem is, we said before, that stone is a classic knife sharpener. So then why is an Evan okay? He says, Rosh Lomar, Evan Bialma. He says, here we're talking about some type of stone that is not, it's just a raw stone, it's not a sharpener. So you just take the knife and rub it onto a stone, scrape it onto a stone to sharpen it. But that would not be a classic sharpener. So if you do all of these types of activities, so it's not a tikkun gamor in terms of it's sharpening it, and therefore it's going to be mashirei ochal nefesh, that one can go ahead and do it if it gets nicked on Yom Tov itself, if it was EF Shalas Soso Mibod Yom, if he couldn't have done it before Yom Tov. And that's why we continue on the Shulchan Aruch. He continues on the Shulchan Aruch and he says, V'ein Morin Davar Zela Rabim, but you can't go ahead and teach this halacha, be more of this halacha to the public. If you remember in Sipat Nuches, yesterday he had said that means even to his Talmidim, you can't go ahead and teach it to be people to be Mekel. You can be Mekel, but you can't teach it, be more of a halacha that way. Comes the Mishnah Berurah in Sif Katan Yud Gimel, V'ein Morin Davar Zela Rabim, Aval Avir Shamnunis Shel Sakin, Al Gabe Mashkezah Shel Eitz, Al Cheres, Al Eben, Al Gabe Chaverta, Morin the Rabbim Lahatir. He goes ahead and he says, however, if you want to use one of these things, like a wood or earthenware or a non-mashreza stone or another knife to go ahead and scrape off a fat from the knife, that you would be able to do, and you could even go ahead and be mora halacha the Rabbim, that this is totally mutter. You can be paskin for people that they can go ahead and do such a thing. Just you can't go ahead and teach this. Be more halacha to use these items as knife sharpeners. Although he himself, or a person themselves who knows the halacha, can go ahead and do it, since it's not a tikkun gemur, and it happened on Yom Tov, or happened in a way that he could not have went ahead and sharpened it on Erev Yom Tov. We continue now weiter in the Shulchan Aruch, and he says, when are we talking here when the guy can go ahead and still use the knife the way it is? Or shenifkema, or it just got nicked a little bit. If you couldn't use that knife at all before, then you can't even use a piece of wood to go ahead and sharpen it, because that would be usser. Why? Maybe then you will come to use an actual sharpener, which in this case would be a full blown malacha tikkun gamur. However, as the Mishnah Berurah says in Sif Katan Yud Aled, Kishiyachola Lachtoch B'dochak, if he would be able to have used the knife beforehand, it was just nicked, then Az Logazvina Sheyavo Lahadure Amash Chezes Shel Evan, he'll go after to find a real sharpener and then be over sharpening it with a sharpener. There's no concern with that if it was just a mere nick or situation where he could have used the knife before, because then when he uses the other things, he understands why he's allowed to do that, and he has nothing really driving him to use the super duper razzle dazzle sharpener. But if it's really messed up, the knife, he might come to use it once he's in the mode of sharpening, and he needs to sharpen in order to make it functional. We continue on Sif Gimel. Ofo shemamalim osam basar ubeitzim. If you have, let's say, birds or chickens that you have stuffed with meat or egg, meaning a stuffed capon, a stuffed chicken, stuffed bird. Mutter letafram biyomtov. You can go ahead and you can sew up the bird, the stuffed bird, but for yomtov dindin, you can actually do that on yomtov. However, you have to go ahead and set up before yomtov the thread and put it in the eye of the needle before yomtov. Let's look at the Mishnah Berurah on this. Sifat and kazval, letafram biyomtov. Why is that okay? Demashivin sheifshal asos mevod yomu. Going ahead and sewing it up on Yom Tov is for sure something that needs to be done while the chicken is being stuffed fresh on Yom Tov. So therefore, it would be okay. Sifkat and Tezayim, you see Menu b'machat, but he has to go ahead and he has to place it in the needle, the thread, before Yom Tov. Before Yom Tov. Then you see Menu b'Yom Tov, because if he went ahead and he threaded it on Yom Tov, there's a concern he might come ahead and also cut the thread. And if he goes ahead and he cuts the thread, that's for sure usher. Why? Because that's something, cutting the thread, could have been done before Yom Tov. And therefore, he says, that would be making a kli. If he cut it on Yom Tov, when he could have went ahead and did it before Yom Tov, making the thread that he needs for the sewing, by cutting it, would be a malacha that he could have done before Yom Tov. And therefore, it comes to the degree that we're concerned about this. If he didn't go ahead and thread the needle from before Yom Tov, it would be us to know machat the Yom Tov. It would be us to go ahead and place it into the needle on Yom Tov. In law, we should say of Yom Tov, not kachim of the Yom Tov. However, unless he had already threaded the needle and then it came out of the needle, then Then we say he can go ahead and put the thread back into the needle on Yom Tov. But then we're not concerned that he's going to come and go ahead and actually cut the thread in Yom Tov, because he already took the precaution to go ahead and thread the needle before Yom Tov, so if it comes out, he can put it back in. Then he says, V'yachtoch ha'nishar achar firaso, and then he can cut the rest that's necessary after it's sewn up. As we'll see coming up, we're going to see that cutting the thread is only going to be permissible after he sews up the chicken. Once again, because before he sews up the chicken, that also could have been done before Yom Tov, cutting the thread more to size. The only cutting of the thread that's going to be allowed is after he sews up the chicken, so then that's something that could only have been done after the chicken was sewn up, and therefore he'd be able to go ahead and cut it. That's why he says, that be careful not to go ahead and cut the chut on Yom Tov. We just said, can't cut the thread on Yom Tov, even if it was placed in the needle. Look what he says, hangu kodem atfira, that is before he sews the bird, right? Before he sews the stuffing into the bird, lasso so so kedei midaso, to make it the right, size, the thread, he can't do that. Why? That's considered like fixing and getting ready a kli, preparing a kli, fixing a kli, in order to go ahead and have a proper kli to go ahead and sew the chicken. And that you can't do before you sew up the chicken or the bird or whatever it is. But once you sew up the bird with its stuffing inside, whatever's left from the thread, he can go ahead and slice it and cut it. Come back to now to the Ramah. And then he says, and the minug also is to go ahead and burn the thread that's left after sewing up the chicken, after sewing up the bird. Look at the Mishnah Berurah, Sif Katan Yud Ches, Bechein Nagel Shof Achut, Perish. This means that Chut Shanishal Achar Tfira Mutter Ach Lachtoch. Meaning that the Chut that's left after the sewing, one can go ahead and he can cut it. Zeh Yif Shar Mibbe Erev Yom Tov. Because that was something that could not have been done before Yom Tov. Ella, he says, what he's saying is, but rather, even though he could have cut it, the minhag was lisrov. Shenagu lisrov, the minhag was to go ahead and burn it off. So cut the test, la'achar shet tafrubo, but he could only burn it off after it was sewn. Abakoy matzvira, but before the chicken was sewn up, he can't go ahead and burn the thread down to size. Aser af lisrov, it's even aser to go ahead and burn the thread a little bit. Lisrov v'lachtoch din echalem, because burning the thread and cutting the thread down to size is all the same din. Sif dalit. It is permitted to cut, let's say, the binding of goats or birds that were prepared as mikulasin. We'll see what that is in a second. Vechutim tfurim, as well as threads used to sew it closed. Look at the Mishnah Berurah. Lachtoch biyom tov eged. The af because of metchila. The yizarish lachtoch achut. Even though we already seen you can't go it, we have to be careful not to go ahead and cut the thread before you go ahead and stuff a chicken. That's hainu kodem atfira. That's only before you sewed it up. Because then you're basically fixing it and setting it up and making a kli to be used for sewing. And that's chashuv, the chashuv mezaken kli. But here, this is an example of after it's already sewn. Ein kan tikun, and there is no tikun at all. Af b'shabbos mutter. It is even permitted on Shabbos. In the Mishnah Berurah. So again, this is permitted in this case, since after one sewed it closed, one is not basically repairing anything, and even on Shabbos, it is totally, totally mutter and totally permitted. There, the Mishnah Berurah had said that the cutting of the thread is mutter, something that is. Talush and not mechuvah lekarka, and the Berlach explains because since it's not shayach at all, in this case kriya almanas litfo, separating it in order to go ahead and sew it up with the tearing of the chut, the kriyas chut, because there's no way to go ahead and sew it. So therefore, even with Rabbanan, it was not aser going in and tearing the cutting of the threads. Again, so the cutting of the threads would be okay on Shabbos, and it's okay here. Again, it's because, again, it's after it's already been stufferud. Sif, katan chaf aleph, mikulasin. Mikulasin means it's sliyin rosho al krav, the al kirba, nikra, mikulas, when it's roasted with the head on top of its knees and its innards, that's considered mikulas. Sif, katan chaf beis, bechutim tfurim. And he says that, you know, like if it was prepared as mekulasin, as well as threads used to sew it closed, so he says, Rotza lomar, shahayu tfurim lezeb eis atzliya. What he means to say is that these goats or birds were sewn together at the time of the roasting. Back to the Shulchan Aruch. V'chein yichol nisrof psila o smartut shekoshrim shekoshrim bo ha'of. He said it's also permitted to burn the cord or cloth used to tie close the bird, and that's what he means here. Sif katan chav gimel v'chein yicholom l'srof she'ein b'zeh tikun kli. Because once again, this will not be a tikun kli when he goes ahead and burns the cord or cloth that was used to tie close the different bodies. We are up to sif hey. Mutir l'lavein b'yontov kli barzel she'afu bo fladin shel gvina. So a person can go ahead and he can do libun, burn up on Yom Tif, a metal kli, an iron kli, a metal kli, sh'afubo fladin shalgvina, that it was a kli that they baked a something milchik on it, let's say like a pizza, something like that. The achar halibun, and after the libun, and right after the libun, firing it up, he can immediately, yafubo, he can go ahead and bake on it, pashtida shel basar. He can, let's say a chicken pot pie or a meat pot pie on, or a meat pizza on top of this kli after the libun, after the kashering of it by firing it up. Again, libun, as you know, is you're firing up the metal, and that's a mode of kashering. And right after you kasher it, you can then, from the milchiks, you can then go ahead and use it for basar. But he says, "Bukeshi yislabe yitnu osal lamachal miyad." He says it's only going to be permissible if right after the libun, right after the firing it up, you go ahead and put the fleishik pizza, the fleishik pot pie on this kli, on this pladin, immediately. So, what's the basic yisay of what's going on over here? So he's going to explain very well in the Mishnah Berurah. Let's see. Chavdal pashtiga shel basar. The cave in the Hetera Bala, since this fladin, this kli, this milchik kli that was used for baking milchiks, only was bolea kosher milchiks. So, ein tzarech libun gamur. This is a basic klal we learned in Hilchos Pesach, that if what's balua, what's absorbed into the kli, is not iser, but heter. And that's all this is. It's kosher, right? It could be chalav Yisrael, milk that has been absorbed into the kli. So you don't require libun gamur, shetisarev kli fasa, where it gets to the point where it goes ahead and burns the outer edge of the kli, meaning to the point where, if you remember, the sparks fly off the kli. It doesn't have to get to libun gamur. Ela sagi b'libun ktsas. All you need is the most minimal libun, to the point where achikash nisraf alav b'chutz. If you took a piece of a straw and you touched it, then that straw would burn when touching it. But that is the degree of libun necessary, which is the equivalent, if you remember, and it takes care of things, the equivalent of like hagala also, but it's not the full-blown libun gomor. When you have something that was absorbed with iser, something that's actually also like the vela we'll see coming up, in order to kasher it, you will need a full-blown libun to the point shetisarev klipasa, where the sparks will fly, or it gets red hot. That is not necessary here, because hetera bala. And therefore he says, l'fichach mutter. Therefore it's going to be mutter to do this type of libun. The libun kazeh ein nirek imesakin. If you do this type of libun, it does not appear to be like you are being misakin a kli. Ela shemechar melefospa. But rather, it can look like you're just heating it up to bake. Meaning, if you're doing the libun gamur, that clearly looks like you're not just heating it up to bake on it. It looks like you're heating it up to kasher it. And that is a nirek kimasakin kli. It looks like you are. It's a merse kimasakin kli when you go ahead and do something that is clearly kashering the kli from treif. But here you're not kashering the kli from treif. Here what you're doing is you're only heating it up to the point where you would heat it up when you wanted to bake on it. And it also happens to kasher from the milchiks. That's what he says. Masha ain kain the balua ben avela. We'll see coming up in the Shulchan Aruch. Shetzarach libun gamur. We require libun gamur. Achi nitzotzos nitazen himena. To the point where, as we said, the sparks will fly. The nira Benira, he says, kimisakein kli. Then it mamash looks like you're being misakein a kli because you're kashering it and you're doing something that clearly is more than just the standard firing and heating it up in order to bake on it. The truth is, even if you couldn't do the libun from Erev Yom Tov, you go chenitrafa b'Yom Tov gufa, became treif. The animal became treif on Yom Tov itself. Gam kein usher mitam zeh. It would also be usher for this reason. And the truth is, even though when it comes to, for example, kalim, that you could not have gone ahead and toveled from before Yom Tov, we're going to see coming up that everyone holds you can go ahead and be tovel like Mashire Ochel Nefesh, like we're going to see also with respect to Hagala, kashering via boiling up. Even so, and again, and those Isurim on Yom Tov are because he is basically fixing it and kashering it, either he's making it tovel or he's kashering through Hagala. So the Sharet Sion in Sifkat and Laman Aleph says that when it comes to the Hagala or Tevila, doesn't look like he is for sure being the Sake in the Kli, because it could look like he's just doing what? When he's being Tevel or doing Hagala. It could look like he's just going ahead and soaking the Kli in the water. Masha Einkein, when it comes to what? When it comes to going ahead and Mamish doing a Libun Gamur, then it's going to be viewed as a Mamish like a Tikkun Kli Gamur, and even if it was Yev Shar Lasoso Mi Ba'od Yom, it's going to be awesome. Yesh Machorim Shem Mekilim. However, he goes on and he brings others that are Mekil, Yesh'iyev Sholalabein Merev Yom Tov. There are those that are Mekil, however, when it comes to a situation where he could not have done the Libun Gamor Merev Yom Tov. He says, however, Miyu Al Kolponim L'Kulei Alma Ein Bahoros Kein La'acherim K'dil Elbis Yif Alef Rebelein. He says that, and the bottom line is, according to everybody, even according to the Mekilim, who say when it was Yesh Shar to do Libun Gamor Erev Yom Tov, you'll be able to go ahead and do the Libun Gamor. That's obviously only with the criteria of Machshirei Ochel Nefesh, which means he would not be able to be Moreh Halacha to others that this is permitted. It would just be permitted like Machshirei Ochel Nefesh is permitted, where you can go ahead and be Mekel the Ein Morin Kein. But again, that's the Yesh Ma'achron. First opinion basically says that Libun Gamor is going to be Usher regardless of whether it was Efshar or Efshar Lasoso Miba Odiyom, and it's only this Libun Kal that's going to be okay. But then the Shulchan Aruch had said it's only going to be okay provided that right after he does the Libun Kal, he heats up the Fleishik Pat Pai. Why? Sifkat Nechafei, Miyad. It says, V'az afilu haya Efshar Lalabin Akli Merev Yom Tov. Gam Kein Sharm. He says, the truth is that's going to be totally okay. You know why? Because since the appearance is now one of purely heating it up, and this is what he'd have to do anyway to heat it up in order to bake on it. So he says it would be okay even if he could have done this Libun Kal before Yom Tov. Why? Because he needs to go ahead and fire up the Kli and heat up the Kli in order to go ahead and bake this chicken pot pie. Aval the pashtida. Aval im yamtein melavos adshi yistanein v'yechama mechadash. However, he says, if you let it go ahead and cool down before you bake the fleishik pot pie, the fleishik pizza, and then you go ahead and fire it up again from scratch, guess what? Then it comes out that in the end, the original libun has the appearance that it was purely to do what? To kasher the kli, and therefore it's nirei kimisakein. It's only if right away you go ahead and you put the fleishik food on it, will it then look like you just heated it up to put the food on it, and it won't have the quality of nirei kimisakein for it to be asur. The afin lo haya efshar lo labin be'erev yom tov, gam kein asur. So in such a case where he did not go ahead and bake on it immediately, even if he did not have the ability to do it from before yom tov, it would be asur. And he goes on and he says, however, l'das hayesh mekilin dil'el, but to be consistent with the yesh mekilin that we saw, we discussed earlier today and yesterday, gam bezer shari mitzad hadin, even this would be okay, mitzad hadin, in a case where it was yev shar lasoso mi ba'od yom, because then it would be mutter because it's machshirei ochel nefesh, and would not be viewed as a tikkun gamur, because it would be, again, a libun kal, ach ein lahoros kein lacherim, the chayin normal el. But once again, since it's machshirei ochal nefesh, that was ef shalas also beod yom, you can't go ahead and teach this halacha to others. Kasav magen Avram. Magen Avram adds something very interesting here. Says mikan mashma shebechol mutu lahagel kli michal of the basar ribcha. He says from here, Magen Avram says it sounds pretty clear that you can go ahead and you can kasher from milchiks to fleishiks or vice versa. And the ha'olam noagin iser v'davar, but the minhag ha'olam is not to go ahead and allow such a thing. Ayin sham hatam. And the reason there is given because if a person would be allowed to go ahead and kasher kalim from basar to chalav, vice versa, a person would only keep one set of kalim, and that would cause big problems in the kitchen. And therefore, that's the minhag ha'olam not to go ahead and do it. But from here, it's mashma that one can do it. And very interesting, he says the minhag ha'olam is not that way. The only scenario that back there they said it would be okay to go ahead and kasher from milchiks to fleishiks, he says, the minhag is actually to go ahead, and if you want to go ahead and kasher, you can make it mamish treif first, and then once it's treif, you can always kasher from something when it's treif. So he says, go check out back there the name of the chasam sofer, that a person, and this is how we're noyeg, the person when he's going ahead and he's doing hagala of kalim for Pesach, he can go ahead and then flip it from basar to chalav, because there he's kavan is not to be magil and do hagala from basar to chalav or chalav to basar, it's the kasher from chametz, and then once that's done, it's then obviously could be flipped from milchiks to fleishiks, fleishiks to milchiks. We are noeg this way, but again, we don't go ahead and kasher straight up from milchiks to fleishiks and fleishiks to milchiks. That is not the minhag ha'olam. Again, the implication here is that was something that could be done. Now back to the Shulchan Aruch. So the end of the Shulchan Aruch was already spelled out in the Mishnah Berurah when he says, "Avalim baluam nevela v'chayote bo." If it got absorbed with nevela, then also the labno. Then you can't do leaven because that would require a leaven gamor. Afilu lehefos bo davar heter. Even if afterwards you went ahead and baked something kosher on it, because the actual leaven gamor, as we said, is nirek v'sakein kli. And the Ramani Awe adds, "V'hu adin da'asu lahagel kli biyomtov." It's also usher to go ahead and kasher a kli biyomtov via hagala, via boiling it out. Before we get to that, let's look at the Mishnah Berurah. Chavav, the Asa Lahagel Kli the Yomtov. He says, Afilu im rotza l'shtamish v'akli achaka chotzarech Yomtov. That even if a person wants to go ahead and use that Kli afterwards on Yomtov, you can't go ahead and kasher it by boiling out the blios. The bishul mehagala alo lo havi tzarech ochel nefesh, because going ahead and boiling up the water to kasher is not tzarech ochel nefesh. Ki im lahachshir akli l'shtamish v'achaka. It's only there to go ahead and kasher the Kli afterwards. That you could have done before Yom Tov. But if you couldn't go ahead and kasher the Kli before Yom Tov, if it got treif on that day itself, many achronim are makel then, if it got treif on Yom Tov, that you'd be able to go ahead and boil up water to kasher it. But you can't go ahead in such a case and mimor halacha this way to others. However, if a person has boiling hot water that he heated up, let's say for tea, then and then you can tell others that they can go ahead and they can actually do the hagala of kashering it, because then, once again, no problem. Once it was efshar la soisem ibod yom, that itself would make it okay. And here kav chomer, because here lachayim might even be okay because he went ahead and he was boiling it up for ochal nefesh. Finally, Shulchan Rama finishes. A person can go ahead and do libun, even libun gamur, of a spit that was roasted with meat that was did not yet have malicha, and therefore that means that the blood would be oozing out. The rotzel lachzor v'letzlos bo biyomtov, and he wants to go ahead and use that spit to roast on. That he would be able to go ahead and do libun on it, to go ahead and roast with it. Why? Simkan of Zion. He came into Medina, ain't sarach libun v'hagala rakshanagul labno. Even though, mikar adin, no libun nor hagala is necessary, because since he's roasting the meat that had the blood in it, it really didn't need malicha. Lo chashiv, therefore it's not going to be chashiv tikun kli ayadei libun. It's just a chumrah that they go ahead and do libun. And therefore, it's not considered a tikun kli when libun is done. And this would be okay even if he could have went ahead and did the libun on the spit before Yom Tov.